From wherever you may be tuned in, glad to have you right here, front and center for our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert, who is on Twitter, of course, Rick Roswell, his handle. Hub for all things Rick is covering during the week, his website, wirelesswednesday.live, one of a couple that he operates, in addition to ricklimpert.info. And normally talk a lot of tech. We'll talk a little bit about that today, but we'll talk a little tourism this time, Rick, because you spent a significant amount of time in South Carolina this past week, and we're going to talk about some of the sights and sounds that you experienced while you were there.
Yeah, the Palmetto State, Sully, and I always am on the lookout for some unique little tech angles while I'm wherever I am, so I came up with that in South Carolina, so we're happy to talk about it.
Well, the proliferation of these local and regional craft breweries and distilleries of various liquors is really vibrant in the Southeast. And I know that you had the chance to visit South Carolina's some of the industry down there. What did you see?
Yeah, I guess when the laws have changed, Sully, these have opened up the economy in these southern states for distilleries, cideries. And it's interesting how they use kind of old technology and modernize it to kind of do their craft. So I saw that in South Carolina, Carolina Moon Distillery. It's in a little city called Edgefield, South Carolina, a cute little city. And again, they're using kind of throwback moonshine equipment. They've modernized it and turning out the classic taste of moonshine, which has really grown in popularity all over the South and all over the country. So that was one example. And then another example, an orchard in York, South Carolina, how they've taken an orchard and kind of turned it into a cidery, different fruits in these hard ciders. And, again, using modern technology and kind of a throwback way to do that.
It's amazing that they can build an industry with products but also make it somewhat of a destination, too. Seeing a lot of that here in Atlanta, too, with the breweries and the various tasting rooms and event spaces that they have surrounding them. I'm sure they have a growing bit of that in South Carolina as well.
Yeah, I'll put the links in the show notes, but they bring bands out to these events. They have tastings, even family-friendly events as part of where they at Windy Hill Orchard. And just amazing to see that. And these have become, centers of the town and again, economic exports for these towns as they're selling these products all over the state, all over the South, all over the country. It's great to see.
All right. Now, I know you had the chance here to visit the Wild Turkey and Wild Turkey Winchester Museum. What did you experience at this museum, Rick? This seems like an interesting stop for you, but I'm into odd stuff, and this just seems a little odd, but I know you enjoyed it.
It's not as odd as you might think, so it was actually really cool, and I didn't know what to expect. But the National Wild Turkey Federation is in, again, Edgefield, South Carolina. They have a beautiful museum there dedicated to the wild turkey, which is uniquely American and was an endangered species. It's come back, and it was actually great. I actually joined the Wild Turkey Federation while there. And like I said, the technology in there, they have interactive exhibits, shooting simulators, dioramas, all dedicated to learning about and educating about the wild turkey as we're in turkey hunting season kind of right now. And it's a big deal. I mean, over 200,000 members of the Wild Turkey Federation, Sully.
And none better than you. What was the indoctrination process like into the Wild Turkey Federation?
Well, I got a couple magazines. I got a brochure, and I had to fill out a form to join. So I'm one of the 225,000 or so members, and you get a magazine, you get information. I'm not a hunter per se, but it was great to learn about conservation and how important this animal is to this country.
Well, I can't wait to see that Wild Turkey Federation patch displayed on your backpack the next time I see you, Rick.
Or on my Crocs.
Hey, speaking of food and just other things that are happening in South Carolina, dairy industry is enormous in the Southeast, but what is it that's so special about South Carolina's dairy industry?
Well, kind of how they invite the whole communities in for these farm tours, dairy farm educational days, and that type of thing. So promoting agriculture type industries in South Carolina is huge, and they really make it available for students, for people to learn about what's going on. And I was just surprised to see that how big the dairy industry is in South Carolina. You never think of that. Dairy farms found in all but 7 counties in South Carolina. And again, a multi-million, almost a billion-dollar industry using tech to bring dairy products to it.
Fantastic. And then I'm really excited to talk about this next thing that we'll discuss here, because I love history. And you got to visit a really interesting place, Benjamin Mays, the respected civil rights leader who Dr. King really credits with so much of his inspiration and teaching him so much. I love visiting places that have information about people, figures in history. What did you get to learn about Dr. Benjamin E. Mays?
Well, just how important he is even to the city of Atlanta, which a lot of people don't realize. So his involvement as leader and president of Morehouse for all those years. Again, like you said, he was a civil rights leader, and Dr. King, as we recently celebrated the 50th anniversary, or honored the 50th anniversary of his death, he called Benjamin Mays a big, important person in his life, and he really was. So again, there's a big historic preservation site set up in Greenwood, South Carolina, the home of Dr. Mays. They moved his childhood home there. Again, exhibits, a great number of his books, pictures where you can learn about this man. And they have, it was great to hear that many schools in Atlanta have field trips that go all the way to South Carolina Greenwood to the Mays historic site and learn about him. So this is really part of the history of Atlanta, the history of Martin Luther King, and how it all comes together.
MaysHouseMuseum.org, that's them online. I'm fascinated with this picture that you sent me here, these topiaries of Greenwood and South Carolina Festival of Flowers. Some of these things just look absolutely amazing.
Well, they really are. So coming up, starting in June, is the Festival of Flowers in Greenwood, South Carolina. I was there. And they're second to Disney World when it comes to the number of topiaries they put on exhibit. And they're beautiful. I saw a lot of them getting worked on. It's kind of like the Rose Bowl Parade. They have these greenhouses where they're working on all year long, getting these topiaries ready for display outside. It's amazing the thought and the design that goes into them. It's amazing how they have to keep them watered and keep them fresh to keep them alive. And then the designs and the size of some of them, a giraffe, a lion, they're huge. They put them out on display in Greenwood, and they have you can go through and look at them, get your pictures taken with them. It's really an amazing thing. So I'm sure at night even they have lights how they display them. It's beautiful. And I was lucky to get a little behind-the-scenes look at these topiaries.
Oh, man, they look really cool. And I can just imagine some college kids walking through late at night and doing some dumb things to them. But, well, that's just kind of the way my mind works sometimes. But this velodrome that you got to see looks pretty cool. I have to ask, Rick, did you get out and ride a bike on the velodrome?
I didn't have time to, but that's one of the great things about it. This velodrome in Rock Hill, South Carolina, is open to the public. It's not only a home for training and development of Olympic cyclists and professional cyclists. It's a something that the community can use for cycling and non-cycling activities. So I thought probably when the Olympics were in Atlanta, one of the great losses was getting rid of the velodrome that was built, because biking, you're a biker, I know, you ride your bike, it's such a great sport and such a fun sport to watch from a fan perspective. So only 30 velodromes left in the U.S. It's a shame. And this is one of the newest and one of the most modern and best ones. And I got to see it, and it was beautiful and a big part of the community in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Big time you had in South Carolina, Rick. Reminder, the Tour de France, big bicycle race coming up. It starts in July, and it'll go on and on and on for a few weeks. And I get to watch a lot of it on NBCSN, and I really enjoy it. It's great to see the sights of the countryside over there in Western Europe. It's just beautiful.
One of the great sporting events to watch. They do a great job with kind of how they produce it on television there. Also a BMX area at Rock Hill in the same complex, and a Criterium track where they have races as well, and road cyclists can go and train. So it's all connected. Big biking community. I love to see that, and I wish we had more biking-friendly areas here in the metro area.
Rick, always good to talk to you, good sir.
Sully, hope to head over to South Carolina with you sometime.
I will, brother.
Thanks, Sully.